Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire and in the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, broadcasting nationwide on USA. All right, the news of the day. You know, everybody else gets there later than me. Elon Musk just compared Canadian tyrant Justin Trudeau to Adolf Hitler. What have I been telling you? This guy is Hitler. He's Fidel Castro's son. Illegitimate son is what Tucker Carlson said. I don't know if it's true. I have no idea. But he sure looks like Fidel. But more importantly, he thinks like Fidel. He acts like Fidel. And he enforces rules like Adolf Hitler. And I'm a Jew. I can say that. This is Hitlerian. Declaring an emergency act and tracking down freedom protesters and their supporters and freezing their bank accounts and killing their jobs for donating as little as $40 to oppose a tyrannical government. Now you lose your job. Now they freeze your bank account. And the state-run media is bragging about using hacked data of people who gave money via Give, Send, Go to name, shame, and punish Canadians who donated to the Give, Send, Go campaign that supported the Freedom Truckers. I told you the truckers are the greatest people in the world. They're going to bring down this government. The people are going to grab Trudeau and drag him out of his house. Horrible human being. Horrible. Communist scumbag. Stealing your bank accounts because he doesn't like that you don't like him. No one's done things like this since Adolf Hitler and Fidel Castro, communists and Nazis. My latest commentary that'll be out this weekend, I should have written one called Communists and Nazis, that'll be out this weekend, it's called COVID is Real. But the government and the CDC's response to COVID is the world's biggest get-rich-quick Ponzi scheme. Get-rich-quick Ponzi scheme. Here's my commentary that'll be out this weekend. We're in the middle of the world's biggest get-rich-quick Ponzi scheme. I'm not talking about COVID. COVID is real. It's a flu pandemic. But the response by government, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, the mainstream media, and Democrat politicians has been a two-year-long campaign of scam and Ponzi scheme of epic proportions. Here's a real-life healthcare story that explains it all. One of my close friends thought he was having a heart attack. He called me. He asked me to drive him to the hospital. Of course, I dropped everything and rushed him to the ER at Summerlin Hospital in Las Vegas. He was kept at the hospital for 22 hours. He was given a battery of tests. He passed the ball with flying colors. The doctors could find nothing wrong. Thank God there was no heart attack. He was given a clean bill of health. It must have been a panic attack because he is in perfect health. What happened next is the shocking part. About 2 weeks later, the bill came. 22 hours in the hospital, not even one full day, nothing wrong, so no treatments of any kind were given. The bill was $115,000. $115,000 for 22 hours in the hospital with no treatment. He was in shock. The bill could have given him a real heart attack. This is insanity. The healthcare system is built on unimaginable levels of greed. And this, my friends, explains everything about the past 2 years. This is why the reaction to COVID is so hysterical, so panicked, so exaggerated. It's all about the Benjamins. It always was. Here's the get-rich-quick Ponzi scheme. Dr. Fauci, the CDC, the FDA, Democrat politicians, and the media scare people to death for a flu with mostly mild to moderate symptoms with a 99.9% recovery rate. They whip Americans into a frenzy. They make them paranoid hypochondriacs and hospital junkies. If it bleeds, it leads. The more death on the front page or at the top of the news, the more papers they sell, the higher the ratings of the TV news, the more billions of dollars spent by Big Pharma on vaccine ads, the more people take the vaccine, and the more hysteria, the more Americans rush to the hospital ER. This defines get rich quick. Think of that $115,000 bill for 22 hours in the hospital. That's for a person that wasn't sick. What if you actually have the flu? You know, COVID. Once at the ER, they'll admit you for a day or two out of caution and fear of a lawsuit, and you'll go home with a $250,000 bill. What if you get seriously ill? That's a trip to the ICU, where they'll attack COVID with proven overpriced losers like Remdesivir and eventually a ventilator. You're probably dead. But if you ever make it out of the ICU, you're one of the lucky ones, you go home with a $5 million bill. Multiply these bills times millions of hysterical, scared-to-death Americans who rush to the hospital ER at the first sign of a cold, cough, fever, or a sneeze. Most of them are poor and on Obamacare or Medicaid, and it's all OPM, other people's money. The government pays and pays and pays some more with your taxpayer money. Everyone involved gets rich quick. The hospitals, Big Pharma, the ventilator makers, the mask makers, the COVID antigen test makers, the vaccine manufacturers, the media that books billions of dollars in ads for grossly expensive but completely ineffective vaccines and drugs, and the Democrat politicians who own stock in the drug and vaccine companies on Wall Street. And this is all separate from the obscene bonuses paid to hospitals for each patient tested for COVID, for each patient with COVID, for each patient given horrible, dangerous drugs like Remdesivir, for each patient put on a ventilator, and for each patient who dies of COVID. Bonuses! Bernie Madoff is rolling over in his grave. Who needs to steal billions from investors? COVID is a legal license to steal. I haven't even mentioned all the Americans experiencing heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and advanced cancer caused by the COVID vaccine itself. There's another multi-billion dollar income stream. Everyone is getting rich on this massive worldwide Ponzi scheme. And the key to it all is A, hysteria, B, the media, C, slander and ban the cheap, ineffective miracle drugs like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and D, use OPM, other people's money, make the government pay the bill. This is the world's biggest get-rich-quick Ponzi scheme. There's my latest column that'll be out this weekend, and then next week there's a couple things that are vying for my attention. It might be part two, which is, why can't they admit that the COVID vaccine is killing and killing and wounding and injuring and disabling and destroying people's lives? And I've got a great story about that, too, why they can't admit it, why they're in too deep and they can't get out now, and they're all getting so rich they don't want to get out. That's one story that could be next week as the follow-up to this one. It's quite naturally the follow-up. But the other one I want to get out is a story about Joe Biden ripping off the taxpayers for $800 million to $1 billion, and what kind of a bribe he must have gotten in an offshore bank account to make that ripoff for the COVID antigen tests. And I've got the exact numbers of how much the test should cost, how much my source is paying for them as an import-export guy, and how much Joe Biden overpaid. Nobody's that dumb. I don't care how dumb and delusional and how much dementia Joe Biden has in that empty brain of his. Somebody's getting rich with a payoff, a big payoff for the Communist Party of China. I'll tell you all about it next week. Meanwhile, does this not back up everything I just said? Here's the perfect story to back up everything I just said. FDA executive officer exposes close ties between the FDA agency, Food and Drug Administration, and pharmaceutical companies, almost $1 billion a year going into the FDA's budget from the people we regulate. FDA executive officer Chris Cole, They got him on undercover video, Project Veritas. Yesterday, they had a different guy from the FDA on undercover video admitting that Biden wants everybody to get a COVID shot, COVID vaccine, every single year. And he said everyone's going to get rich, billions and billions of dollars on the line. See, I told you. Maybe I should rewrite the story and add that to it. I've got to add that at the top or add it at the bottom. And then this one, part two of the Project Veritas undercover video that the guy didn't know he's being recorded. FDA Executive Officer Chris Cole says the drug companies, the food companies, the vaccine companies, they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire and keep the reviewers to approve their products. And then as far as the FDA fees, Congress approved user fees for the FDA. Basically, we charge the industry, meaning the drug industry, millions of dollars in order to hire more drug reviewers and vaccine reviewers, which will speed up the approval process so that the pharmaceutical companies make even more money. So they use the money to buy off people to write reviews that are always going to be positive because the money is being paid by the drug companies. And then the same guy says, the FDA, they tone down the impact of the user fees on their operations because they know they're dependent on the drug companies and the vaccine companies and these other companies for their agency to operate. And then he says there's not an incentive to speak out in government. You would think there would be, but there's not. It's just better to not say anything and just ignore it. You'll be marked from getting other jobs because another office in government will not hire you if you've spoken out about something, right or wrong. So this is the story, the truth that gets out. This is the real story on undercover video. It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the FDA and the CDC and Fauci and Biden and the Biden crime family and the doctors and the media and the Democrat politicians all getting rich on your misery and death. Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P.
Dusty Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Is with you, get it? That was The Warrior. Isn't that Scandal? Is that the name of the group? Yeah, Scandal. Patti Smythe, Scandal, Warrior. And I am The Warrior, so good song for this show. You know, the only song, we have all this new music, the only song we couldn't get was War by Edwin Starr. We did not have the rights to War by Edwin Starr. We have the rights to all this other music, but that's another song that really is apropos for this show, but I don't have it. So if anybody out there knows Edwin Starr, knock on his door, tell him Wade Roo wants you, see what he has to say. He'll probably say, no problem, got a $100,000 check. Hero, Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon called Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you'll never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It is perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. The Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured and you don't get sued. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones and get the Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. So let me tell you a little bit about Joe Biden's approval numbers, because he is in disastrous freefall. Disastrous. Joe Biden's approval number dropped to just 35% at the same time that 95% of the media is 100% behind him. You know it's bad when 95% of your media coverage is all positive and you still score a 35% approval rating. The people hate you and the people want to overthrow you. The people know you're not the real president And they don't care what the media says anymore. The media can go to hell. We all give the middle finger to Joe Biden. Screw Joe Biden. And we all give the middle finger to the media. So why does everyone hate Joe Biden so bad? The poor man. What has the poor little boy done so bad to deserve to be hated so much? Maybe it's the open borders. Maybe it's the millions coming in through the border who hate America and we're going to ruin the country. Maybe it's the record-setting inflation that's going to destroy our middle-class incomes. Maybe it's 2 million illegal aliens he let into the country just in the first year he's president. Maybe it's $80 billion, I think it's $85 billion, in military equipment he left on the ground for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Maybe it's because he stranded 14,000 Americans in Afghanistan and 9,000 are still there. Maybe it's his free crack pipes. Maybe it's his dementia. Maybe it's his groping the kids. Maybe it's COVID mandates and his love of masks outdoors as he's walking 5 feet to a helicopter. But whatever it is, nobody likes Joe Biden. Latest Quinnipiac approval poll. Among adults, 35% approve, 55% disapprove. So the numbers are staggering, and that's the second poll I've read you in the last couple of days that say the same thing. The last one was almost the exact same thing. Now, I talked to you in segment one about Elon Musk comparing Canadian tyrant leader Justin Trudeau to Adolf Hitler, and I talked to you about the reason why, because Canadians are having their bank accounts frozen by this Hitlerian tyrant Trudeau for simply supporting the Freedom Convoy or sending them $40. They're taking your money away. It's going to lead to bad, bad things. We've got a tape of some of this, an audio. Chris, play it.
That accounts have been frozen, both personal and corporate, but you're not releasing the information. And the actual follow-up is, I'm just wondering whether the bank accounts will be targeted of individuals who donated to the Give, Send, Go and the GoFundMe campaigns. Are they considered designated people under the Emergencies Act, meaning that their credit cards could be cut and financial services are targeting them as well?
Okay, so the names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen, and more accounts will be frozen.
These are sick people. These are mentally ill people with... That was the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada talking. These are mentally ill people with Hitler instincts. They've got to be taken down. And I don't mean killed. I'm not talking about any physical. I mean just thrown out of office, put on trial, and tried like they did at Nuremberg. These are sick people. They've got to be banned from office forever and put in jail for the rest of their lives.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said this morning he continues to believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will go through with an invasion of Ukraine within days. U.S. intelligence says at least 7,000 additional Russian troops have headed to the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've also seen a continued problematic, troubling buildup of troops at the border and surrounding Ukraine.
Biden continues to tell reporters the threat of an invasion is still extremely high. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits rose last week by 23,000 to 248,000, according to the Labor Department. About 1.6 million Americans are still collecting jobless aid this week, and first-time applications for jobless aid, which generally track the pace of layoffs, are back down to pre-pandemic levels. The overall unemployment rate rose to just over 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Wayne Allyn Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. By the way, this just in. The chief organizer of the Freedom Convoy in Canada has been arrested by Justin Trudeau under the Emergencies Act. Chris Barber, chief organizer of the Freedom Convoy, arrested in Ottawa, reported by CBC News, currently in police custody and expected to face criminal charges. I'm telling you, folks, communist takeover of the United States, of Canada, of countries all over the world, these are communist tyrant thugs in charge. And there's only one way to beat communist tyrant thugs, but I won't talk about it on the radio because they'll come and get you. So you and I both know what has to be done. There was only one way to stop Hitler. He's a madman. Justin Trudeau's a madman. The question is, how far will Joe Biden go? He's a madman with no brains. He's a madman with dementia. The people behind him are like Justin Trudeau. Sick, mentally ill, Nazi-like, Soviet communist-like. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our great guest, Josh Manning, from Western Journal. Sponsor of the show is Energized Health. Regular guests on my show are the founders and owners of Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. They share their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, there were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, you look great, Wayne. You look healthy. You look thin. You look better at age 60 by far than at age 50. What did you do? And I pointed to John. I pointed to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. And by the way, it continues. The story continues because yesterday they asked me to take a couple of pictures in my gym, and I took a couple of pictures yesterday with my tank top on in my gym. And I'm telling you, I look like I should be in the ring fighting for the UFC, and I'm 60 years old. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser on this show in history. John and Chelsea are transforming lives left and right, including my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. Just mention Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off, and you got it. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. All right, Josh Manning, my guest is here, senior news editor at westernjournal.com. What's your reaction to this late-breaking story that the chief organizer of the Freedom Convoy has been arrested by Trudeau under the Emergencies Act?
My reaction is that the Emergencies Act has only been used, the last time it was used, it was something like the War Powers Act, and it was used back in the late 70s, I think it was late 70s during a terrorism scare. This is nuts. This thing, the name has been changed to protect the guilty here. This is not an emergency, this is not an emergency act, this is a War Powers Act. They are using the power of the federal government, of their federal government, to take down someone who is exercising free speech. And I mean, Wayne, we know that Canada is not nearly as strong on that as we are, but they're still a part of the British Commonwealth. The British common law is, you know, they descended from that. Freedom of speech is supposed to be protected there. And man, they're absolutely going to war with people who are daring to stand up against the man and say, you are screwing us over with COVID mandates. You are destroying our lives. I don't know if you saw the interview, Wayne. They were talking to one of the guys in the convoy, and the idiot reporter said, well, what do you say to people who say you're ruining grocery stores and you're bad for commerce? And the trucker said, well, let me tell you something. They've been ruining our lives for 2.5 years. It's been 4 days, and right, they're already crying uncle. Now, this was a couple of days ago.
But and Josh, not only that, I want to throw in something here. For 2 years now, they've destroyed the American economy. Let's forget about Canada for a minute.
Yes!
But same thing in Canada. All these idiots with their mask rules and their lockdowns and their which businesses are essential and their vaccine mandates have destroyed the economies all over the world and the American economy and the Canadian economy for 2 years. Now we give them a week or 2 weeks of trouble, and we're the worst people in the world. Well, if we need to go to jail for that, then how long do they need to go to jail for the 2 years of misery they caused us?
That is exactly the question to ask. That's absolutely the question to ask. And why is it somehow okay for people who are unelected, for FDA chairman, for Fauci, for whoever his Canadian counterparts are, people who are unelected to destroy our lives? How is it okay for them to do that but a bunch of God-fearing, hard-working truckers get out there and say, we're not going to take it anymore, and then they get arrested. There's talk of taking their kids away from them.
Talks.
Talking about pulling their insurance. That means their livelihood is gone. And by the way, did you see the Harvard professor who tweeted out, well, what we need to do is slash their tires, drain their gas tanks, and then arrest them?
Yeah.
If she thinks that's going to clear the blockade, she has lost it. That's not how these things work. Have you ever tried to move an empty tanker without gas? It's really hard. This is not about restoring products to grocery shelves, Wayne, because if they arrest all these truckers, it's going to be a long time till grocery shelves get restocked, because there are so many thousands of truckers in there.
Right.
This is not about restoring grocery shelves, getting products back on the shelves. This is about destroying people who dared to say to the government, you know what, we've had enough.
And I mentioned the other day on a tweet, I said, and what I mentioned on the show, what am I saying, on this radio show, I said, liberals don't understand all the things you buy, all the things you use, all the things you need, and all the things you eat are brought to the market by truckers. So you think you're going to win this one. You can't win this one. If the truckers decide to stop bringing food, millions of you will starve to death. You don't know how to hunt. You don't have weapons. You don't have guns. Liberals are going to die. They're going to starve to death if truckers don't bring food to their markets that are one block from their house, you know, distance you could walk with Birkenstocks on. These people are in a lot of trouble, and they don't get it. You can't win a battle with truckers. You're not going to win.
They won't die. They'll eat each other. But then they'll die. But you're exactly right. They really think that food is grown in the grocery store somehow. And look, all they would have to do to fix this is rescind these draconian COVID measures and restore freedom. But just like the government always does, Wayne, they're going to make it so much worse, because if they settled with the truckers, they would get back on the road tomorrow. If they arrest the truckers and suspend their insurance, we're talking months without overland goods transportation. That is going to absolutely rip their economy apart.
And I look at this headline. You mentioned taking their kids away. Canada freezes convoy bank and crypto accounts and threatens their dogs. So I just want to see real quick, what did they say? We'll take your dogs away? What are they talking about? How can you take someone's children or dogs away? What, because they gave $40 this whole thing is so insane. This is what these idiots don't understand. They're going to cause a French revolution. It's going to be off with their heads. The people are going to start. I'm just not even going to say it on the radio. You all know what I'm talking about. These people are insane, and the people, not the people are insane, the government's insane. The people are sick of this, and the worse it gets, the more they're going to fight back. So you're just asking for trouble. You just don't understand what you're getting into.
Well, and Wayne, it's so backward, because if you talk to the truckers, they're policing themselves. They say, we don't want violence. If you watch the movie Capital Punishment, Nick Searcy's movie talking about January 6th, the people he interviews say right up front, look, we do not want this to get violent. If it gets violent, we've lost.
Right.
So, listen, it's not us that wants violence. It is government. That's why they threaten people's kids in the first place. People don't shoot you over you taking their insurance away. People shoot you when you take their children away.
Or their pets.
And that's what the government wants here. And that's what the left wants. Maybe not the government. The left, definitely, though, they want to spark violence. That's why they're going after their livelihoods and their children and their dogs.
And that's why they tried so hard to turn a wonderful, peaceful, conservative Woodstock January 6th into a violent insurrection. We didn't commit a violent insurrection. They induced it by not allowing Trump. Trump wanted military there. He wanted National Guard. They said no. Trump wanted more Capitol Police there. They said no. They knew without enough police, not enough military, it would turn into a mess. And then the Capitol Police were instructed to open the doors and let people in. And mixed in the crowd was Antifa urging everyone on and breaking windows. And then they shot the only person shot was one of our gals, shot by the Capitol Police for no reason, unarmed. So they committed the insurrection. It was their insurrection. We don't do violence.
Well, Wayne, the test I always like to use on these things is the babysitter test. When you look at what happened on January 6th, when you look at the Canada truckers, and when you look at these supposedly mostly peaceful BLM riots, which groups of those people would you be willing to trust your newborn child with?
Yeah, I would trust
the truckers. I would trust the January 6th folks and the truckers way before I would trust people burning down homes, burning down businesses, throwing bricks, and brutalizing each other. It's the babysitter test. That's all you need.
Right. Well, but again, you and I agree, the truckers and the January 6th protesters, you know, it's the media would say, oh, instantly, oh, those people are bad. We would trust ourselves. We trust the media with your children. You know,
yeah, but the media created these people. The media created the nuts.
Right. Well, the media is the PR wing of the Democrat Party, the PR wing of the communists. So at this point, it's like Nazi Germany. The propaganda is so overwhelming coming from the media. And anyone who tells the truth is immediately called misleading. And those who are giving the misleading information, that's all fine. That's the truth. Because if it sides with the government, that's the truth. Does anyone recognize that? That's Nazi Germany. If you agreed with Hitler, you were okay. You were telling the truth. If you disagreed with him, you were misleading an enemy of the state and under arrest. And your money confiscated. That's what Justin Trudeau is doing. There's going to be a revolution. It's going to be a wild revolution in Canada. He has no idea what he stepped himself into. Josh, we'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor, westernjournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. The Roots on fire.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn-Rood, welcome back. If I was in Canada, I'd be saying, I dare you. Touch my dog. Touch my children. I dare you. Justin, you pussy cat. You dog kidnapper. You cat kidnapper. Try it. You know what we do with kidnappers? You go to jail for life. You know what happened to communist tyrants in Eastern Europe? Remember Yugoslavia? That guy and his wife. I can't remember his name, like Ceausescu or something like that. He was a tyrant for like 30 years, but at the end, when the walls caved in, they chased him and his wife for a mile, and then the people murdered them in a ditch. Justin Trudeau's in a lot of trouble. This man's desperate, and he's clawing, and he doesn't understand what he's about to set light a fire to. He's a sick man, wants to take people's children and their dogs because they're protesting against something he doesn't like. Because, how about if they're not even protesting? They gave $40? Looking for bad trouble here, man. I'm telling you, these communist dictators, including Joe Biden, are just, they're poking the bear. You don't understand who you're poking. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty. Now, Sons of Liberty is known to all my listeners as the CBD company, and they've got the best CBD in the world. But they partner with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray, which provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. You know the study. Study after study shows the incredible effect of vitamin D on every disease known to man, every illness, and your immune system. And there are so many studies. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply, small enough to take on a plane. And for my listeners only, 15% off on every order forever. Every product, every order forever. 15% off when you use the code WAR15. Just go to GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. The word go is in the title. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. Okay, we've got Josh Manning with us for a return engagement here. Second segment in a row. Josh from WesternJournal.com. What is the big story of Western Journal that's gotten the most notice today?
Oh, gosh, Wayne. That is a good question. I don't have
any. Probably the Canadian truckers, right? I would think the Canadian truckers and Trudeau seizing the money from their accounts if they're pro-Trump.
It's not, actually. The biggie today, when last I looked, was the breaking news that the a judge in New York had ordered Donald Trump, Ivanka, and Don Jr. to go under oath and answer questions, to be deposed.
Got it.
Which is just, I mean, it is unbelievably naive to me, Wayne. You're from New York. Everybody knows Trump in New York. Everybody knows the Trump Company. If there were unbelievably dark, gruesome, totally unethical, immoral things going on there, I can't believe that they wouldn't have come out before now. I just don't believe it.
No, but you know the things that they're accusing him of, and they're just minor garbage. Every businessman in America is going to go to jail if they're guilty of that. It's ridiculous. You can't put someone in jail because he gave money to, you know, bonuses or paid for the college education of the grandchildren of an employee to an employee, and the employee didn't pay any tax on it. That's insane. That's ridiculous. You're going after him for this. It's like going after for a car for speeding at 65 when every car on the entire road is 65. If you do that, you lose the respect of the police. Nobody will ever respect police again. If everyone's going 66 in a 65 and you ticket one guy for going 66 while everybody else speeds by, it's ridiculous. Every businessman gives out the things they're talking about. They give out bonuses. They give out this. They give out that. They give a car. They give something. And it's up to you to report. It's not up to Trump to report. And if Trump wants to pay for your grandkids' education, he has every right to do so.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that you're completely right. The government is going to lose all faith from the people, if it hasn't already, because they're unequally applying these laws. You know, how is it that unmasked people can be fined and even arrested in some situations, yet, you know, all of these celebrities at the Super Bowl could go unmasked? How Gavin Newsom can go eat at his place, and his winery isn't shut down, but everybody else's are. You know, I mean, they're destroying their own credibility with this. I agree with you completely about that. I don't think anything is going to come of this unless they trump stuff up. But the scary thing is there are so many laws passed right now that there's no telling how many laws you and I are accidentally breaking right now, Wayne, that we don't know about. And then the government just decides if they don't like you, we're going to get you for breaking that law.
Well,
it's
that's
a dangerous
that's what I mean.
Situation.
Yeah. Well, look, this is how bad it is. This will be the all-time joke. This is the real truth, though. Well, you know you've done something wrong, just as you know, when Ilhan Omar is against you. Ilhan Omar came out today and said, you can't go take the bank accounts of people who contribute $40. Are you out of your mind, Trudeau? That's what Ilhan Omar said today. That's how bad Trudeau has sunk, the levels to with, the depths to with he's sunk. It's amazing. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Great website. I recommend you go there. WesternJournal.com, one of my favorites. We shall see you in a couple weeks, Josh. Thank you for coming on.
Best times, Wayne. Thanks.
All right. I always enjoy my time with Josh. He's great. WesternJournal.com. All right. Wayne Allyn Root. Lots more to talk about in hour number two and hour number three. Very excited. We got a new open of the show. We got new bumper music. We have all kinds of great things going on. I'll have many, many, many more things to announce in the coming days, including a bunch of TV networks that want the Wayne Allyn Root show. So hopefully soon you'll get me coming on TV. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.